You've made it through another week. And now, you don't know what to watch. Can't Netflix and chill, because it's been family movie night ever since the damn Rona hit. Not to worry, these bros got you covered. With reviews on movies and streaming shows. Even YouTube. And yes, I said YouTube. This is the Bro Rants Movie Review Show. Better grab some popcorn. It's gonna be good.
Happy Friday. Suspect. But that was pretty flat, my man.
I need some water, man.
No, you should have, you were flat. You should have been Friday, not Friday.
You know I can't sing.
Yeah, you used to sing, man, when you used to be in that group, man. Boys to Adolescents. Which was a pretty dope group. So, man, how has your week been, man?
It's getting hot in Florida.
It's getting hot. Oh, it is getting hot in her.
Yeah, it's getting hot.
And I like it.
Yeah.
You don't like it?
I like it. Yeah, I like it. I mean, it's just...
What?
It was just kind of cool all of a sudden, and boom, it's like, it's here.
Dude,
it's here.
I've been so quarantined. Dude, I was looking... My black ass was looking red bone. I just got this. I don't know if you can tell, bro, but I'm a couple shades darker because we was out back tanning.
I ain't never been called no red bone.
Really? Dude, well, I was red bone. I was like, damn, bro. I'm like, damn, I'm looking like. I was looking at those videos in the YouTube thing with us, and I was like, damn, bro, Reg, I'm looking all yellowish and stuff. Like yellow.
At one time when I was younger, somebody used to call me, hey, black.
They didn't call you Wesley Snipes, did they? Hey, Wesley.
It's just hey, black. It's a little, that's a little black right there.
Oh my gosh, so little black.
I ain't never been called red bone. Man,
damn colorism ruining the world. But it's Friday. How's your week been?
Hey, I can tell you, it's been a good week. It's getting warm out there. This is Florida again. People going to the beach, but it's Friday, so that means movie reviews.
Yes, my man. You said it. Movie reviews.
And so this movie review is
not movie.
A show.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
It's actually a show.
He said it, guys.
Because I always get it confused, right?
Absolutely. You always do.
And so we are discussing, talking about plotting with, against, in love with Superman and Lois.
Superman and Lois, guys. And, I mean, if I am... a fan, I love Superman. I don't know who your favorite superhero is. Who is it by chance? You guys are gonna know the first time I'm knowing it for the first time on air. Who's your favorite superhero?
Batman.
Okay, I'm not gonna argue with that. I mean, Batman's awesome.
Yeah.
So, Superman, love Superman, just freaking because. I guess he's someone you can relate. You know, we all feel awkward, out of place, and anyway, he's always been my superhero. And then Batman comes a close second.
For you.
Yeah. Who comes close second to you?
Superman.
Okay, there we go. Dude, he said it's so not believable.
No, I'm serious. Superman.
He's like, yeah. Superman.
Superman.
This dude was like, Superman, yo, his eyes went down to the left. You know he was making stuff up.
All right. Let me give y'all some real nerd stuff right here.
Okay.
I own all of Smallville.
All of Smallville?
Oh, you
don't they're talking about the series?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Bro, when you spoke Smallville, I'm like...
You should have known that from the day... Just on that.
You didn't, I was like, still, you never heard
Kansas?
You never heard of Smallville?
I was like, this dude, yeah, of course. Yeah, that was a great series. Only thing that sucked about that series that I didn't like is the fact that he never got into the cape until the very end. I was like, he's wearing this t-shirt, and that was the actor's choice, Tom Wellington, that he was like, no, I never want to wear the tights.
I know, which was crazy.
Yes, yeah, so I was like, come on,
and
man.
And they had it in the show for him to put on.
Yes, yeah, so I'm like, I want you to wear the tights, not in that way, but I want you to be wearing the blue tights and the, you know, and the cape. But speaking of, so we have Lois and Clark. Let's get a synopsis. Superman and Lois. Yeah.
So it's follow the world's most famous superhero and comic book's most famous journalist as they deal with all the stress, pressures, and complexities that come with being working parents in today's society.
Sounds like my life.
Sounds like everyone's life.
Exactly. Let's hear the trailer, guys.
When we were dreaming about having a family, it didn't look like this, did it? Lost jobs, teens with severe anxiety, parents gone too soon.
Why'd you move the family here? Still looking for the simple life? Those days are gone, Clark. Long gone.
You got the weight of the world on your shoulders.
Really wish I could get drunk sometimes. You're saying you're Superman?
No, we've seen Superman before. We've seen him.
Am I a bad father?
We're gonna be all right. No one ever dreams about the problems, but every life has them. Even the extraordinary ones.
My man, yes. What did you think about the show? And guys, I'm the one that, you know, pointed Raymond in the right direction here. What did you think about the show?
Okay, so whenever I watch a show or movie on Superman or Batman, I'm always judging the characters who play the roles.
Yeah, okay.
And so I saw Superman before in... when I watched The Flash a couple of times.
Yeah.
And so Infinite.
Yeah.
Crisis on two Earths and all that.
Yeah.
So I thought he was okay, you know. I had to warm up to him.
Yeah. So you weren't really sold on him in the first.
I wasn't sold on him.
I think that has to do with us being so loyal to the Christopher Reeve's version of it and then falling in love with the Henry Cavill version, right?
Right, yeah. You get used to somebody and then it's like, oh, here comes a new one.
Yeah.
Like, you know, for instance, I'll never get another Tony Stark. I mean.
So, oh, yeah. You know, Robert Downey Jr., yeah, killed it.
So, but, yeah, so I had to warm up to him. And then the Lois.
Yeah.
I really wasn't feeling Lois.
Yeah.
You know, but she's doing a good job acting. I mean.
Yeah.
But the part about it I did not like.
Okay.
Yeah, he got kids? Come on, man.
I thought the same thing when I saw the trailer. I was like, okay, first and foremost, I was shocked because I didn't even know this was coming out, right? I knew they were planning on it, and then I thought, you know, with everything pandemic-wise, everything was shut down, so I didn't know this was coming out because I was a fan of the Supergirl series up to, like, season one, season two. And then it just got, you know, too much or whatever.
Never watched it.
You ever watched it? It was good. I liked season one, season two, and then it just got it straight from there. But... I was like, the special effects and everything, that was no way in comparison to this. When I was watching this, it was like I was watching a movie. That you can tell they put money into this. Normally, the CW shows, they don't. Like Flash. Flash is good. You watch Flash?
I like Flash.
Flash 1 and 2 seasons, great. After that, it's like you said.
It gets a little wonky. It's
They nailed it with the Flash, the reverse Flash in their season one, and you're like, yo, this is really good.
Right.
Had a dark tone to it. And then all of a sudden, it gets, like you said, wonky or whatever. And this
hard,
to me.
Hard.
Yeah, this to me is like, it's dark. In a sense, it's real. And it's not about him being Superman. It's about him being Clark Kent and dealing with the real life issues as far as in the household.
With some whack kids, too.
Well, with some kids that, what you know, it's stuff you can relate to because it's like, man, he's got a kid that is
whack,
that is like the all-American that's, you know, got the good genes, so you think, and then he's got the one that has the behavioral issues, that has the mental health issues, that has the
antisocial type of issues.
I was thinking, like, do we need to call Pusha for a Superman show?
You're thinking that you need to get a therapist. But the fact that he doesn't have a job, they relocate, you see his mother passes, and all this happening in the first episode, and you're like, oh, shoot, you know, it's relatable. And then he comes back to Smallville, and he's hated for coming back for Smallville because he left Smallville, and...
Actually, they kind of hate Lois, too.
Yeah, they hate Lois because she's the outsider, and the Lane, not Lois Lane, what is this?
Lana's
husband is, you know, no fan of Clark because obviously he used to date.
He used to date this girl, so yeah. You don't want that coming back enough.
Exactly.
The old flame.
Exactly. Uh-huh. But it's you know, people are like, oh, man, you know, when you look at it, you're like, how can they not know that's not their father? I mean, all he had to do was take off his glasses. They're like, you're Superman, he had to take off his glasses. Like,
yeah, so what Reggie just said there was that he told his kids that he was Superman, and they were acting like,
we know Superman.
Exactly. We've seen him before.
Yeah, you know, and... But you know what? He had to take off his glasses, and he had the Malcolm X glasses, too. It's not like he had the full, you know, Clark Kent nerd glasses. He has the Malcolm X glasses where they had the wire, the rim underneath, right?
So, and then he looked so serious, too, when he took them off, too. Yeah. He gave that.
But it's good, because then he has... So the kid with the awkwardness... behavioral issues, right? He's got the potential power. I just think when they're together, this is my theory, is when the twins are together is when the power is activated. That's what I think. I think when they're separated, I think he doesn't have that ability. But when they're together, because he protects his brother, I think it kind of
activates it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So I think it's going to be so. I think that's what it's going to happen. They're going to figure out, because they're like, why does it come on and turn off when he's not there? When it comes and goes.
Right.
But then after, it was weird because when he was on the football team, so they showed him being on the football team, I was like, how's he activating this?
But he was there. His brother was there.
His brother was there, right? But he was there. Like controlling. He's like, oh, I can control it. But so it threw me off because I was like, he says he doesn't know how to do this. And all of a sudden it was like, now the writers are kind of going back and saying like, oh, I know how to control it, Dad. I know that to control it, have anything to control when he didn't know what activates it, what brings it out. But other than that, the fact that he, like I said, he's in Smallville, he's back home, he has no job, and he's like the least likable person in his household. So it's relatable being a man in your household, being the dad in your household, because you're like,
he's always messing up,
and he's like, bro, you're Superman. You think that they would be understanding and the realistic. Latitude, yes. Right? No. But the realistic part about this is because how many people have Superman or Superwoman in their household? And I'm talking about anyone that has an athlete parent, whether a woman or a man, and they're giving their time. So think about LeBron James. He's not the king of his household. I'm sure he's not. I'm sure he's hated, like, you missed this birthday, Dad. Or Tom Brady. And so I'm just saying, you don't realize it. You know, it humanizes everything because you're like.
I think Michael Jordan might have that problem.
Michael Jordan may have had that problem.
I think he did.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. It's like, that makes sense. Because in reality, you're like, oh, shit, yeah. They're not going to be like, they're like, it's my dad. So now that you know they're your dad, they're like. There's no excuse. Yeah, you're Superman. Wonderful. But you're also my dad, and you should make time. So they acknowledge that in there. Like, they're like, you know, even Lois is like, I understand. Look, you missed this thing. I needed you to be there, but I understand the world was on fire.
And he's saving the world, and his kids are like, he not at my birthday party.
Exactly. And she's like, you know, I understand. And she goes, but I'm mad at this, and I know I shouldn't be mad, but I'm mad because at the end of the day, you know, I'm put whatever, and you know, I love that, and you know, the dynamic between him and his father-in-law, and the fact that, you know, he's with the DOA, and
I don't like him.
Oh, I don't like him either. But the fact that, you know, he has that riff with his father-in-law, and it's like, that's real life.
Yeah, but he comes off way too hard. Like, he's talking to Superman like he's like a little boy.
But that's how it is, because he's not talking to Superman. Who's he talking to? He's talking to Clark Kent. But at the end of the day, he doesn't trust Superman because he never did in the first place, mm-hmm. right? So
what about the Lex?
Lex, yes. So I like the fact that the Lex is from a different universe.
Also,
yeah,
he's black.
Yeah, he's black, which is threw me off. I was like, yo, I mean, when I heard his voice, I was like, he's black. I was like,
way off.
Yeah, I was like, I know everything about you, but I was like, yo.
So I see the route they're going. So I was like, is it traditional Lex that they're just making black?
At first, I thought, are they giving props to Halo 5 or something?
I know, right? Because the suit, right? You're like, oh, and then you realize it's that Lex suit. But I was, yeah. I thought the same thing. I was like, why is Halo in this mofo?
Yeah.
But the fact that you find out, yeah, he's from a different universe, and then you realize the relationship he has with the father-in-law, and it's like, oh, okay, this is a different concept.
Totally different.
When I saw the beginning and they forced forward, oh, he's got, I was like, why are they making this dude a family man? I thought the same thing. Why, you know, I knew he had it in.
Yeah,
in the Arrowverse.
Do you got time for these kids?
Exactly. I was like, so when they fast forwarded to, okay, they're teenagers now.
Uh-huh.
I was like, okay. Then I was like, oh, they're bratty. And then I'm like, oh, they're what?
Super bratty.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, they're, and then I was like, okay, I like this. When he's playing, you know, he's having a paint fight or pillow fight with them, and all of a sudden he hears the thing, the emergency, and he has to go, and he doesn't need to hide it from them anymore. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's pretty good, guys.
I didn't know Superman can hear all around the world.
I didn't know either.
That was pretty cool, though.
It is pretty cool that he's put it away that he can determine what's what. I'm like, okay. And they have explanations to it all.
And he's able to eavesdrop on his kids.
Yes. Freaking love it. Let me just tell you guys that, you know, the writers they have for this, like the CW has been, you know, it's been pretty, you know, they've lost things. I hope whoever they have as the writers right now and the budget they're keeping on this show, I don't know if COVID, because everything shut down, they were able to save up some coins, you know, save up some coins and put it into this. But you guys would love this show if you're a fan of, if you're a Marvel fan, if you're a DC fan, if you like superheroes.
Superheroes, period, comics, you know.
If you like family drama.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With a little bit of comedy and just to see Superman, the Man of Steel, not be perfect every week and deal with dilemmas that are real and
yeah, you can watch someone else mess up.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this dude's having to deal with trying to save his family's farm with the reversal mortgage that his mother signed, and so it's just real life stuff that the man, the cape.
How is the most powerful man on the planet
powerless?
Powerless as far as he can't get a job,
yep,
and he can't get money.
And his wife doesn't have a job while she's working at the Smallville Gazette. Yeah, you know what I mean? So it's like they downgraded, and they're just doing this for their kids, which we all do. So basically they're doing this for the youngest kid is why they relocated and thinking it would be best for him to.
Yeah, the problem kid.
Yeah. I think his name is Jordan or something in the show. Uh-huh. Anyway, guys, like I said, I believe it's awesome. It's watchable. And if you're a dude, if you're a bro, a bro rants bro, you will love this.
This show is pretty good. At first, I was having my doubts about it.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when the kids came out. I was like, oh, my gosh, you got kids? But as I, you know, kept watching a little bit longer, it kept me.
Yes.
And I kind of had to watch through the next two episodes. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is so good.
It's addicting, right? And not only that, but like the cinematography, so it looks like you're watching a movie.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You know, I like the fact that it's dark tone. It's not the super bright thing, and it doesn't. Like I said, if you look at the other CW shows, they kind of have a TV show type of formula to it, right? Mm-hmm. This thing looks like I'm watching something like you know, on Disney Plus, like a WandaVision or something. You know, it has a very movie aspect to it, guys. You know, very filmic, very cinematic formula to it. And the scenes, like I said, when he's Superman, they're not cheesy.
They're good.
They're awesome. The fight scenes are freaking awesome. Did you see when he fought the guy in a hotel?
Oh, my God.
Yo, was that not dope?
We're giving away way too much.
We're not saying if he won or not. But the fact that here's the thing. I was like, at first I was thrown off, right? I was like, he's fighting these people. When he fought Lex, I was like, he was like, yo, your father's supposed to be working on it. But it wasn't about the Superman. It was everything balled back down to what the home issue was. Mm-hmm. So he fights these people. Like the other guy that had him in the hotel, he, you know, whatever happened, he got back home and it wasn't even, he didn't even mention it to his wife.
No.
So it was like, oh shit.
That was weird to me.
It was weird to you. But when you think about it, it's like, I've heard 1,000 stories, you're home.
It's like a regular life.
But at the same time, look, this dude almost killed his wife.
No, but
come on.
No. I know what you're saying, but I'm saying as far as him fighting people and going home, it would be like, that's Monday.
I get it, but at the same time, he was, like, his wife had to call him because she was in the vicinity of dying. Like, gotcha. She was almost going to die from that guy. That guy was going to kill her.
Okay, I vaguely remember that. Now I remember that part. But I was talking about as far as the Lex thing and everything. Like, it was almost like, okay, just mentioned it nonchalant. Like, matter of fact.
He plays it down, yeah.
Because it's like, it is played down because he does 1,000 things a day, right? 100 rescues a day and stuff. So it's like he versus bad guys and it's like, okay, you're home. What's for dinner?
But at the same time, she does that too in her job as far as she sees all types of stuff. And her job is dangerous as well. And so...
Yeah, but I'm just the fact that the writers were that intellectual to put that, knowing that the people are intelligent, that they're like, hey, they're gonna get that. We don't need to dumb it down for the audience. Like, he needs to tell Lois about
right.
She knows about this. She's a reporter. They've had this relationship. The kids are teenagers, and they've been together for 20 years probably. You know,
right.
So it's like, oh, brilliant, fucking brilliant. I love it, guys. I don't know. I don't have anything else to add to it. Oh, I do know that we will be reviewing Justice League, Zack Snyder's next week.
The director's cut.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be 4 hours long.
4 hours long?
4 hours long, man.
Bro, I'm going to take breaks.
Hey, Tyrone Magnus got a sneak peek of it and got to review it. And he got to interview Zack Snyder. Crazy.
Shouts out to
Tyrone Magnus, man. Good job, man. Yeah, good absolutely, job, man. Hey, always love to see people doing good and good definitely. People doing good.
Yeah.
So
don't forget, we actually interviewed Tyrone Magnus. So if you want to go back and check that out, we interviewed this guy.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's on our YouTube page.
And it's on this. Yes, on YouTube page. If you guys want to see the visual, that's Bro Rants Podcast on YouTube. And also check out the merch. Follow us on Instagram, man. Yeah.
Bonfire.com, Bro Rants Merch.
And follow us on Instagram at bro_rants_podcast and on Twitter at bro_rants.
Good job, Reggie.
I'm trying, brother.
Man, you put it all out there.
That's what happens when you're Superman, yo. I just fake like I don't know it. Lois. Anyway, guys, have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you here again Monday.
Thank you so much. We love you.
Yeah, Monday's gonna be a great show.
Amazing.
Have a good one. Go Rants.